Today is June 15th, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $22,454.92.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
So the Fed did what we talked about last episode, almost exactly like everybody was predicting, right?
The word on the street was correct.
Yeah. So 0.75 basis points or 75 basis points. It's so weird how they say that. Basis points.
Yeah. It makes sense if you just put it at 0.75%.
Yeah. I mean, that makes it's, and I think it really makes it a little bit more, not that it's tolerable, but it makes it more tolerable for people. So they say that basically that puts the interest rate currently for the low time frame, I think is what they're referring to it as, 1.5 to 1.75% is what we're currently at. And the markets are already getting rocked with that. I mean, that small of an increase. I mean, because really that's not very big.
I mean, it's not very big, but it's practically doubled.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, considering it was at nothing. But yeah, so this is the largest rate hike since 1994. Were you paying attention to what the Federal Reserve was doing back in 1994?
No.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, it was a simpler, better time.
Yeah, I was not aware. Yeah, so... Now, and the interesting thing, too, is that, I mean, once we got that kind of that information from the rate hike, Bitcoin started to kind of, I'm not going to say rally, but it definitely seems like it's coming up out of the doldrums.
Well, it was touching almost $20,000.
Yeah, what did it get down to today?
I saw it at 2250 or something like that. I went, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically, so we're kissing the 200 the 200 week EMA right now is, you know, we're that's right where we're at. And so I don't think like we need to stay above it. I don't know how else to put that. We don't have to. I mean, we can dip below it for sure, but I really want to see us stay above that, hold that $20,000 line. We've seen, and this has been such a crazy market market cycle this time around. We've seen every model and every predictable thing that they've ever had with Bitcoin set in the past be completely obliterated. And I think this 200-week EMA, like we've never really gone below that. That's like the last like golden thing that Bitcoin does and not ever do. If that breaks, then we know nothing basically about Bitcoin again. All the metrics are reset.
All the metrics are reset. Confidence is lost, and then the price crashes even further.
Yeah. So. And meanwhile, I heard Michael Saylor got approved to buy a bunch more Bitcoin. And they're just giving him, they're waiting for him to get the go to when he's going to do it.
It only takes, what, $2,200 to get a tenth of a coin?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, not everybody has that just laying around. As far as regular people, obviously Michael Saylor's buying some serious mega coin with that kind of... He's not looking at a tenth here or there.
No, no.
He's looking at like 1,000 or something crazy.
Yeah, and the other thing that's crazy about it is... So, I mean, and we go back and we talk about the metrics, right, of Bitcoin. Hash rate is still at an all-time high. The number
is that going to go down?
What's that?
Is that going to go down, though? Because it's not really profitable to be mining Bitcoin.
You would think it would have to drop. Like, I mean, you would think that some miners would have to get unplugged. Unless they're just willing to go, like, they don't care. They're like, we need to weather this storm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If it was connected to, like, some municipal city's power grid, and was paying for that, I'd be like, yeah, let's just unplug these for now.
Yeah, take a break. Take a breather. Yep. Lightning, the Lightning wallets, or the amount of liquidity within the Lightning network is at an all-time high. The amount of addresses that have 0.1 to 1 Bitcoin within them is at an all-time high. Just that adoption continues to go and go and go.
Yes. Which is good, long-term.
No, it is, for sure. I mean, it's showing resiliency. I mean, the price may not be resilient right now, but it's showing resiliency in the market.
But I think that's what really matters. I mean, when you look at, you know, everything else from the stocks, housing right now, I mean, we know that this is going to crush the housing market probably even further. We've been talking about that the past couple of episodes. But, you know, like we're talking about stocks, but like Walmart and Target, they have excess inventory because people aren't buying as much stuff because food is more expensive, you know, fuel is more expensive. They just have less money than they did last year. Yeah. But as far as the metrics of the use of Bitcoin, if you're looking at it as, you know, something that's being used, it's growing. So that's a good sign, at least.
Yeah, yeah, that network effect is still continuing to take place. And, I mean, you bring up an interesting point, too. I think you're so right on. I mean, even in my own head, like, I am planning more, like, to be... I'm trying to drive as efficiently as possible. You know, I'm trying to not spend money on stupid stuff at all. Like, I'm just trying to make sure, you know, I'm maximizing, basically, what's going on right now. Because, I mean, there's no... I don't see any, like... relief to where we're currently at right now in 6 months to a year.
Oh no. I don't think there's going to be relief until somebody else gets into office.
Yeah. Well, and if that's the case, then ooh.
I mean, he's not even been in there 2 years, like not even a year and a half, and look at what's happened.
Yeah. No. Oof da, man. I hope that's not true.
Well, the only thing I can think of is if the opposing wave comes and crushes everything, and I wouldn't say that would knock sense into him because we know he's obviously not running the show, but maybe it's a little bit of scare tactics. I mean, that's the one thing about Bill Clinton that we kind of forget. He was doing a lot of things where he gave Hillary responsibility for creating the kind of the healthcare for all system that they were talking about.
Yeah.
And that was after his initial election, 92. In 94, that midterms, he got crushed. Like, the House and the Senate both flipped Republican on him, and he straightened his act up. He became, you know, a lot more conservative in his policies, and then he was reelected, and he did well. But he was also very politically savvy. Yeah. I can't say the same about Biden.
Well, and I mean, I was listening, and I can't remember who it was that I was listening to the other day, and they were saying, you know, I mean, in the past, you could always point your finger at the president and be like, man, that son of a so-and-so, he did this and this and this. And, I mean, you knew, like, you were like, I mean, or at least you had the feeling. You're like, that guy's doing all this stuff. With Biden, we don't know who's pulling the strings, and I think that makes it even scarier.
Oh, it's way scarier.
And I mean, I don't think we ever knew who was pulling the strings before, but... you can look at that shell of a man and be like, oh, there's no lights on up there.
I've been saying it's weakened at Bernie's basically the whole time, his whole presidency. Well, his whole campaign. So, oof.
Did you see that letter he sent out to the big oil companies?
I did not.
He sent out this letter asking him to increase production to drive down the price of fuel, right? And I mean, they were just like, dude, we're already like, I guess their all-time high for their max production is like 93%. And I could be completely wrong with that. But they were like, we're already operating at like 91%. Like,
yeah,
we're not producing. It's like, are you crazy? Like, prices the way they are, of course we're going to try and make as much money as we can right now, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though, when it comes to fracking... a lot of the volume that we generally saw was from new wells being drilled. and then going in and sometimes redrilling the current wells, because the taper off, if you don't manage that well correctly, it will lose its productivity pretty quickly. So, but there's no incentive for them to go out and drill right now.
No. Why would you? And then if they do, they get slapped with fines.
Get slapped with fines, or, you know, the leases are pulled in Alaska. I mean, you try and build some big pipeline project like the Keystone and other pipelines. There's actually been pipelines that have been taken away from pipeline companies. Like their right-of-ways have been revoked.
That's so crazy.
That's never happened before.
Yeah, and then in the, you know, and it's so weird because the Dems are trying to, like, they're trying to paint Biden now as this oil-friendly president, right? At least that's what the media is trying to do, from what I've seen, because they're saying, well, he's too buddy-buddy with the oil companies. It's like, really? What, like, what president have you been looking at? Because I haven't seen that yet.
I think the media's finally turning their back on Biden, and they're almost trying to distance themselves from him and other Democrats. I saw an interview with AOC where they asked her about President Biden and his potential rerun in 2024, and she wouldn't commit to nothing.
Really?
Yeah, she says, so well, we'll see when we get there.
That's crazy. Well, God forbid if she tries to run. Rick, save us. Save us if that happens.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we got rake hike that came in. I think I personally, and I was talking to you about this, I think, before we actually started, I think we will have like 20 days of a little bit of a relief rally within all markets. I don't think it'll just be Bitcoin, but I think on all markets, we'll see a bit of a relief rally, because really what it comes down to is every time the Fed is about to announce their rate hikes, it seems like, you know, the markets are going to be like the child throwing the fit, or the junkie, you know, really going through the withdrawal.
Big time.
Yeah. Yep. And this, so they're trying to, like, they throw their fit, they try and make the big scene, and then like, okay, let's get back to making a little bit of money, and then the market will come back up again. And then right before, about a week or so before the next meeting, or right before like the CPI index and everything comes out again, they're going to start throwing their fit again.
Yeah. So, well, is there anywhere for the prices to really go? I mean, other than the crap that, you know, the excess inventory that Walmart and Target have on their shelves, everything else is still going up.
Yeah.
Gas has gone up again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is the next CPI going to look like? It's not going to be any better than this month's.
No. No, and I mean, yeah, I don't know. And they're going to keep doing that. We're going to continue to see these rate hikes until CPI either stops or starts to retract a little bit. But it's going to take such, like, we've talked about this. We talked about this last episode. It's going to take such pain in the market before that happens.
No, they're basically going to have to crush the economy to stop the inflation.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly their plan.
Exactly. Well, I just don't know if they have the stones to do it. But, you know, I mean, right now that seems to be the plan of action. We'll see if it holds.
Well, no, for sure. I mean, well, and then I go back to what I was talking about. We talked about last time, basically, was will the Fed kind of give a little bit of a dovish touch, you know, especially going into, you know, the end of Q3, going into Q4, right around election season. Just to be like, oh, see, everything's a little bit better right now. It's good. We're gonna
handle on that inflation. Don't worry,
We're gonna make sure you're all comfortable. Make sure you're comfortable. That's my Alex Jones impersonation again. Yep. I don't know, man. You know what though? For all the policy changes, because if you remember, I think 2 years ago, the Fed was like, we have no inkling to want to raise interest rates till at least 2024. Do you remember them saying that?
I vaguely remember them saying that.
When everything was kind of going into the toilet, they're like, this is, you know, they were going through all these austerity measures, the emergency stuff that they were doing. And they're like, we don't plan on raising interest rates until 2024, not even thinking about it. And of course, now look at where we're at. I mean, hindsight's 2020. I mean, I wish we would have known. And we did know. We've talked about this for so long. I just don't know if we knew how it was going to play out exactly. Obviously, we didn't.
I'm such a pessimist. Sometimes I thought it'd even be worse than it is right now, but I'm not surprised by what I'm seeing. That's for sure.
I'm not surprised by it either. I really thought we would see those negative interest rates and all that stuff in the States, and we never really did. We came close, obviously, but I think that was one thing that I was really expecting, especially 2020 going into 2021. I was like, we're going to go negative interest rates, you know. Then I was like, universal basic income, which maybe we're going to see the opposite of that. Maybe they're going to be like, well, we're going to give you universal. But if they do universal basic income, that's opening the spigot again.
Exactly. Well, and that's kind of what really kicked everything off. I mean, the inflation that they've created in 2020, bailing out all these different companies, was bad enough. But it's when Biden started cutting us checks direct to our accounts, I mean, that's when inflation took off like crazy.
Yeah.
And I know he's trying to call it a Putin price hike with everything, but that's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen that quickly. And that's exactly why I can't imagine CPI is going to drop that quickly. I mean, it took, you know, almost 18 months for it to really, I mean, maybe a little bit less than 18 months before we really started to see that inflation number hit the consumer aspect of everything, right? Like, it was in the assets. We knew it was in the assets because we saw that K recovery, but it took a little while for it to start to trickle in. But I mean, there was that trickle in that happened, but we also had the supply chain issues at the same time. So we were like, well, prices are going up. Yeah, well, supply chain's broken, right?
Yes.
And now it's,
you know, that's definitely not helping. It's a double whammy going on.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and the Fed changes their policies at the whim of the air. But you know what type of money has not changed their policies in 13 years?
Oh, let me think about that. Maybe some Bitcoin.
Something like that. It has been reliable and predictable, and it has performed exactly the same way as it's intended to for the past 13 years, and it hasn't wavered. And regardless of how big the market gets or how much people want it or how much the price is or how low the price is, it continues just to work.
Yep. That's true. Well, outside of the Lightning Network stuff that it's like scaffolding that they're adding to the facade, but the heart of everything is still exactly the same.
Yeah, that base layer continues to operate the way that it should. That's pretty awesome.
Pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. You got anything else you wanted to add to this one?
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there. Yeah, no, I'm good.
So let's go for prediction times again. What do you think? Do you think we're going to see more downside this week, or do you think we'll see a little bit of relief?
I think it's going to be mostly sideways. I don't know if there's going to be much in the way of relief or going down. Probably more on this slightly upward trend, if I had to guess, but no, nothing really taken off yet.
No, I think we'll end this week at like 23.5. That's kind of where my prediction's going.
Yeah, I think it's going to bounce around 22, 23 for quite a while.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where that ends up. I'm curious. I mean, only time will tell.
Well, and the only other thing we have to look forward to, I guess, is, you know, next month's CPI, which is going up. And then whenever the figures come out for Q2, I mean, if they show what we know, if everything's saying, I mean, we're in a recession right now, and just when it confirms it.
Yep.
We'll see what happens to the price then.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see for sure. Faux show. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that as that rolls out. So, well, we hope y'all enjoyed it, and we will talk to y'all later.
Amen.